A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and followed Jesus. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus issues a cryptic invitation to Andrew, Peter, James, and John when he encounters them on the Sea of Galilee. "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." Jesus gives no further details or any assurances. He might well have said, "Come follow me into the unknown." Jesus walks into the ordinary lives of fishermen and invites them to set out on an uncommon adventure. What could be more mundane than cleaning a fishing net? It is precisely in the mundane and ordinary reality of our lives that we receive the call to follow, to accompany, to imitate, to abide in Jesus. To live in the ordinary, filled with divinity. To follow Jesus means to make an ordinary place an opportunity for extraordinary service to God and to humanity. Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order, did not set out to found an international order of preachers. Dominic resolved, day in and day out, to be faithful to God in whatever he did, no matter the circumstances. The results were left to God. Dominic's yes to the ordinary led to extraordinary grace. I'm reminded of the courageous 14-year-old Pakistani young woman, Malala Yousafzai, who was shot because she publicly advocated for girls' right to education in the face of powerful cultural and religious opposition. I do not imagine that Malala set out to become an international heroine. She simply followed her heart and her call. She did what she was compelled to do. Dominic, Malala, and the fishermen were given a role in God's work. They said yes in the ordinary, and God made it extraordinary. And so it is with each of us, wherever we are, right now, whatever situation we are in, right now. The invitation is given. Cryptic though it may be, as it was to the fishermen, come. Follow me and enter into a divine adventure. It is here that your ordinary yes resounds in extraordinary grace.